Houston.
At least I don't have to take on Houston this weekend.
Nope.
You do. What
I
do you
do?
Expect? You can. I don't know if you have to.
I mean, they set up everything with a running game. I mean, they've got a couple good backs back there. Guys with speed that can hit the edge. They're going to give us a lot of different looks in the run game. It's kind of funny watching them. They kind of game plan a lot of teams, so it's a little bit different every week. But we know that they set up everything with a run game, and then they do some play action passes and take some deep shots. So we got to be on our P's and Q's in the run game this week.
Every win counts the same, but going into a bye week, you want that win even more, so you don't have to sit on an L for 2 weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it puts us in a good position going into bye week. So hopefully we can be 5-0 coming out of this week and then just kind of sit back and see what happens with everybody else.
Could you talk about Brock and what he presents as a problem for the defense?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously from what we've seen on tape is, you know, if you can get around his feet a little bit, he'll throw the DB some balls. But at the same time, he's got a heck of an arm, so he's definitely a deep threat in the passing game. So, like I said, when we get him in those passing situations, what we have to do is make sure we get around him, make him nervous in the pocket, and, get some hits on him and stuff like that, and not allow him to take those shots with those two receivers out there.
The last couple of weeks when your DBs are really denying their top targets the ball the way they have, how does that impact you guys up front? Does that change anything the offense is trying to do? Does it change you put you guys in more of an attack mode? I mean, does it change anything at all?
Well, I mean, for us, it always starts with stopping the run. And then if we can get them in passing situations and our DBs can play guys like they played last week, then it really puts the pressure on the offense because now they've got to decide, you know, do we hold the ball and we take shots and take a chance of the D-line getting after us, or do we get the ball out quick? And if the guys are on them like we were last week, it's kind of a no-win situation for them. So what we got to do is week in and week out, I mean, teams are going to come in, they're going to try to game plan the best way they can, take our best players out of the game. And so what we got to do is we got to do what we have to do in order to be successful. And we know that every week, you know, from here on out, you know, teams are probably going to They're going to try to take our D-line out the game, and they're going to try to, you know, hit some screen passes and things like that. So what we've got to do is we've got to be able to tackle very well, and we've got to keep causing those turnovers.
When you guys – I forgot my question. Awesome. Yeah, thanks, Chris. I don't know. Anybody else got anything? Oh, no? All right, we're good. I got that.
I don't think I'd help you. I don't have anything else.
Well, the wide receivers are pretty good.
He's going to stall for me here.
He knows what he's
going to do. Oh, I know what I was going to say. So you guys had a lot of sacks against Carolina, right? You had a lot of pressures against the Giants. Do you guys largely look at that the same way? That's pressure on the quarterback, forcing them to do quick decisions, or do you guys focus on sacks? Do you treat it
no,
the same
it's
way?
Not always about sacks. You know, it's about, you know, just making a quarterback nervous. And sometimes that's just being around them. Sometimes that's getting some hits on them. It doesn't necessarily have to be a sack. And really, sacks are kind of a skewed stat to me. I mean, you know, sacks are great. Everybody looks at that as being successful and everything else. But when you can continuously hit a quarterback or you can continuously put pressure on a quarterback where he knows that they're coming, a lot of times that can be a little bit more demoralizing on the quarterback than actually getting a sack. I mean, you can go into a game and you can get 5 sacks, but if that's the only 5 times you get to the quarterback, I mean, he might throw for 350 yards. You know, but if you're in there and you only get, you know, 2 or 3 sacks, but you're hitting a guy another 15 times and you're around him another 20 times, then he's under duress the whole game, so he doesn't know what to do. He, instead of being able to look downfield and look for his deep threats, he's looking up front to see where the guys are coming. So in a lot of ways, you know, those numbers can be skewed a little bit.
With the way this defense is playing, we kind of know you're already in the offense's head. Is that what you want to be going in, where you know that they're trying to scheme for you? You're in their head already before you even start playing?
Well, I mean, obviously that's what we want, but at the end of the day, we all know in this business is about what you do on Sunday. It doesn't matter what you did the week before or what you're going to do the week after. It's all about what happens on that Sunday. So if Houston comes in here and we – you know, drop the ball and we don't play well, you know, then it's probably going to be the end of the world to everybody. You know, everybody's going to think, well, what happened to the defensive line? You know, what happened to the... So, I mean, at the end of the day, what we have to do is we got to make sure that every team that we play week in and week out, this week being the Houston Texans, that we got to go out there and do what we have to do on that day in order to be successful?
That was a good rally. That was a good question. Yeah.